O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 4, verses 1 through 9.
Philippians 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche, to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Paul gives the command to rejoice twice, just in case you missed it the first time. We are to rejoice in the Lord always. Now, it can be easy for us to hear these words and think, well, that sounds nice, but have you seen all the things that I'm facing? And that's where I think it's helpful for us to look at the context in which Paul was writing this letter. First, Paul was writing this letter from prison, not knowing whether he would live or die. Second, there were external pressures on the Philippian church, a church that Paul loved deeply. But the church was being threatened by outside disruptors who brought false teaching about Jesus with them. A third issue that Paul was facing was internal disputes within the Philippian community. This is what he addresses in verses 2 and 3. Paul doesn't minimize or ignore any of these major troubles. He does, however, insist that despite all the things that he's facing, he has genuine cause for joy, not in those circumstances, but in the Lord. One commentator writes, he is not immune to sorrow, nor should he be insensitive to the troubles of others. Yet he should count the will of God his highest joy, and so be capable of knowing inner peace and joy in every circumstance. Paul could grieve over the things that were worth grieving over. However, none of these things could crush him, because he knew that he belonged to the Lord. And friends, if you've placed your faith in Jesus, so do you, giving you ample cause to rejoice. In just a minute, we're going to listen to the song Rejoice, which outlines this text beautifully. And as we do so, take some time to consider the many reasons God has given you to rejoice. Praise him in your heart as you listen or sing along.
Your voice, his gentleness among us will join our hearts with praise. We gather in his goodness, a family of grace. With each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord. Every season, I am sure we have every
has done. Worship the Lord to remember all of the joy yet to come.
The hope that burns within us, the dark cannot destroy. With praise that's never ending, we say again, rejoice.
With each breath He is given,
praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord. Throughout every season, I am sure we have every reason to praise.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.